Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of Elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit EnduranceWarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's EnduranceWarranty.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pain is not normal.
Right.
Even
right.
If you're a growing human. You know, I hear from so many Black women who say, I had this pain, something felt off, and they just like send you home or like, no, you're fine. That's just normal pregnancy. I think we need to get away from that. Headaches aren't normal, you know, just whatever it is. And then for us as Black women, we need to not be afraid and just brush it off.
What's up? Yo, yo, your girl Lauren here. I'm here at the Momference filming a live podcast of That's When Mama. This conference is so dope. We're in DC. The theme this year is nourishment. How many moms out there are malnourished? Do you feel like you're filling your cup? Do you feel like you hydrated? Did you remember to drink your water today? I got all of that for you this week. Come on.
Welcome, y'all. We're live at the Mom Friends. I've had a couple interviews today, but this one is very special to me. I got my girl, Jumi. What's up, girl?
Hi.
Extra pregnant.
And she's 9 months here. Pregnant.
9 months. Yeah. How many weeks is that?
I'm like almost 36 weeks.
It's so funny because when you become pregnant, you speak in weeks. You're like, how many weeks am I? Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I'm 32 weeks.
Yeah.
And then when you have the baby, you speak in months. Like, oh, they're 13 months.
Exactly.
Until they turn two. And then like you start speaking in years.
In years, yes.
But someone the other day was like, oh, I kind of have twins too. My babies are like 26 months apart. I was like, girl, bye. That's 2 years and some change.
26 months apart. Girl.
You know, we give grace.
We give grace.
How are you feeling?
Good.
Yes.
Good. Overall, right? Like, this is my first one, obviously. Yeah. But I have enough friends who have been pregnant to know, like, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to have something. But overall,
you've been feeling good.
Yeah, with the exception of just, like, you know, some pains and, like, here and there, heartburn, which is like the worst thing that I deal with. But I'm like, if that's the worst thing, then I'm fine.
Because you've had a long journey to get to where you are today. Can you tell me a little bit about that, like trying to get pregnant and how that felt and all the things?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, I've been like a career chaser, you know, and so like
as a lot of Black women are.
Yes, as a lot of Black women are. And you just kind of feel like, oh, you have time, you know, whatever. And the next thing you know, I think what did it for me was the pandemic. I was young. Yeah. And then the pandemic happened, and then when everything was safe and we went outside, I was like, oh, I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
Like, the time, you know, it was like that 4 or 5 year, like, whoop. So, yeah, like, did, you know, the whole, like, fertility treatment thing, and, you know, that's not easy either.
Right.
Like, I think people kind of sell you this dream that, like, oh, you're just going to start, you're going to do IVF, and you're going to get pregnant. Like, that's not how it works for most people. But, yeah, it took some time, but we're here now.
Now you're here, and I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Girl, right? I heard girls get more heartburn, too, because of the hair.
That's what people say.
I don't know if that's true. I didn't have that much heartburn with my son, but, again, I was, like, 23, and, like, energy of the gods, that was a joke.
Yeah.
I feel like having it later in your 30s is a whole different game changer.
She better have a lot of hair.
She better come out with some hair. I'm like, girl, where's your hair? Because you make your mom feels like you have. What's the weirdest pregnancy symptom that you think that you have or craving?
You know, I wish I had a craving, right? I think that's one of the other things.
Yeah.
You think you're going to crave all these weird foods or combinations.
Yeah.
I'm a Taurus.
You love food.
Really haven't had cravings. But one thing that's just been like I didn't expect, my sense of smell in certain situations. I'll like walk into a room and be like, look to my husband, like, do you smell that? And he's like, smell what? I'm like, pizza. He's like, there's no pizza in this room. I'm like, somebody is eating pizza. My sense of smell is like
heightened.
So heightened.
That is so strange.
That's the weirdest thing that I've been dealing with.
I heard sense of smell, and then your hearing will be, it'll be something that's interesting.
Yeah.
Your hearing will be heightened, especially for baby cries. And our husbands, my husband's in the building.
Yeah.
Love you. Don't hear shit when we're like sleeping. I'm like, do you hear the baby? He's like, I don't hear anything. So maybe our sense of smell and our ears
get
heightened.
Yes.
I know you've done so much for, you've shed us like light on Black maternal health issues in your reporting.
Right.
From what you've learned, what is something that you would love to see changed in our society about healthcare and Black maternal health? You're going through it now. You've had the privilege to have fertility treatments and probably great support systems, but I know that's not the case for all Black women.
No.
So curious from your standpoint.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just important. It sounds so simple, but the ability to be like heard and listened to is something that we just can't take for granted.
What do you think could change? Are you saying about listening? I think that's
just
so great.
Listening, you know, I hear from so many Black women who say, I had this pain or something felt off, and they just like send you home or like, no, you're fine. That's just normal pregnancy. But I think we need to get away from that. That's just normal pregnancy. You know, like pain is not normal.
Right.
Even
if
you're a growing human.
Right.
Right. Headaches aren't normal.
Yes.
Like, you know, just whatever it is. And then for us as Black women, we need to not be afraid and just brush it off. Like, I call my doctor all the time, and I told her, if you're not comfortable with being bugged, then we're probably, like, this is not probably not the right situation.
Yes.
Because I want to be able to call you, the nurse, whatever it is, if I feel like something is off.
Right.
That's what, you know. Thank God I have health insurance, but that's what it's for.
That's what it's
for. And that's what you're here for, you know?
Yes, I feel like I feel like so many of us, when we're like gaslit too in the process, right? We say something or I want this, and they're like, no, you're fine, forget it. And you, advocating it for yourself is so important.
Yes, and it can be hard to do, but you have to do it.
You have to do it. And I feel like surrounding yourself and educating yourself on what you deserve. Also surrounding yourself with supportive thinkers, supportive people, supportive community. That's why I love like that we're at the Momference now. There's so many Black women, there's so many like-minded people. There's so many people who are experts in different fields about what to do with your body or understanding your like sex therapists, like all different doulas, all different facets where it's just really important to, I think, be in these spaces.
And it's great. I mean, you know, I'm at the age now where I'm supposed to get mammograms every year, but like I skipped it this year, obviously, because you can't have the radiation being pregnant. But they had this like BEXA. Outside the mommy pamper suite that I've never heard of before. And they're able to do breast exams without radiation, just using ultrasound. It was 15 minutes.
Boom.
And the nurse was like, okay, yeah, you're clear. We'll send you the results so you can send them to your doctor. And that's one less thing to think about, because there's so much you have to put off when you're pregnant.
Yes.
And then if you make the decision to breastfeed after.
I love that. And it's also at like making sure you're good too, right?
Yes.
Once the baby comes, what everybody wants, like they're looking at you and like, are you okay? Are you okay? Thinking about baby. And then the baby comes like, oh, how's the baby? How's the baby? And then sometimes we want to make sure the baby's okay, but you forget to go to your physicals, girl, go to the dentist, go get those checks on your breast. It's so important to make sure you're falling into yourself as
well. It is.
Okay, so last question before we wrap. As someone that is now around my same age, being pregnant, and as has gone through the experience of, I guess you probably were labeled, what, high risk? All the geriatric, all the daggone names they give us, y'all. The unwarranted comments and questions you get from people. What's one thing that you would like someone to know who is not pregnant, who may see someone that's pregnant older in life or maybe having twins or high risk?
Mm-hmm.
What's something that you would say, don't say to me, or advice you might give someone to have some empathy there?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I feel like everyone says to me, and like, and I know they mean well, and it comes from a good place, like the whole sleep when the baby sleeps.
Oh, girl, bye. Dumbest advice ever.
You know, and it's just like, don't forget to like, you know, and it's I just feel like everyone's situation is different. I work the type of job where like I'm essentially a shift worker. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm used to going
all day with like 3-4 hours sleep.
Yes.
I'll figure out when to sleep. Like, do you have any other advice for me other than sleep when the baby sleeps? Do you have nothing else? Like, I get it. You know what? When the baby sleeps, maybe that's when I'm going to, like, take a shower.
Right.
You know, or
maybe
like,
do something
yes. else. Like, I need more advice than just sleep when the baby sleeps. Girl, everyone says that.
Yeah. You could be driving, but you're just going to.
Exactly. Like, life has to go on.
Life has to go on. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of which, she says she has the shifts that she works. She's on NBC4, a wonderful journalist and anchor. Where can people also follow along? Because you have a little social media presence now that I feel like you could be sharing. So, where can people find you?
I'm on all social media at Jumi Olubanji. J-U-M-M-Y. I'm usually the first verified one. So that's
there you go. There
find
you go.
Me there.
Definitely find her, sis. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
you. Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.